We have a gentleman backstage that was an original member of the Tennessee Cut-Ups. He used to work with the fellows back when we used to have to go out and saw wood to get gas money to go put on a show and everything like that. Finally, he got disgusted and got drafted into the United States Marines. And,
No, he's in the Army.
Is he in the Army or the Marines?
They changed uniforms since we was in there. That's the reason you thought that was Marine uniform.
Well, they have changed uniforms, ain't they? I was thinking, well, that boy ain't no Marine. Maureen, he's a soldier. Let's give him a great big hand as he comes out of here. Bill, ain't it?
Let me tell you something, boy.
You out recruiting today, ain't you?
I've got about 6 recruiting sergeants sitting back there that works with me.
Yeah.
You better watch it when you go out the door because they'll be waiting on you.
What'd you say, Marine?
Huh? Well, that's a bad word when you talk
real. I tell you, I've got to tell this on you, Bill. Way back 1940-something, we was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and thank goodness, Bill, he quit. He used to drink a little Mountain Dew down there every once in a while. But he quit, you know. He quit drinking when he got out of the department where they was making all of it. One night, he happened to call the Salvation Army. I don't know how come him to do this. I mean, you know how people do when they get a little intoxicated. And he said to the guy that answered the phone, says, "Say, do y'all save bad women down there?" And the guy said, "We certainly do." He said, "Well, save me 2 or 3, I'll be down to get them after a while."
You know, since you told that on me, I've got to tell this one on you. You know, Donald was a victim of amnesia over in the war, in World War II. And, well, this is the truth, though. And since he happens to be one of my favorite cousins, I'm going to tell this one real easy. Well, he was riding one time on a bus from Richmond, Virginia, was going down to Union, South Carolina. Donald was sitting all the way in the end of the bus, and I was sitting up toward the front of the bus, sort of, and this old lady got on. She got on the bus, and she looked at this old boy sitting there, his legs are jumping, and she said, "Young man," said, "what's the matter with you?" He said, "I got it from the war, ma'am." Walked on back there a little piece in the bus, and old boy sitting there, his hand was giving it that. She says, "What's the matter with you, young man?" He said, "I got it out of the war, ma'am." Walked on back a little piece further to Donald. He's sitting there and he's rolling his fingers like that. She said, "I guess you got this out of the war too, didn't you?" He said, "No, ma'am, I got that out of my nose. I'm rolling it up to throw it away."
Let's sing a little bit, Bill. Thank you.